And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
All right, let's talk about Uber, shall we?
Okay.
There are some crazy Uber stories that we've heard, you and I have both independently heard over the past 48 hours, and we thought, my gosh, we have got to talk about Uber and some of the crazy things that have happened to people who either drive or ride.
Yeah, another one of my friends just posted yesterday on Facebook, just officially dropped off my first wacko with an Uber pickup. And then he didn't tell the full story, so I'm like, oh, what happened? What is happening in these Uber cars, man?
You know what? Honestly, I've never taken one of you.
I never have.
Not a Z-Trip, an Uber, a Lyft.
I haven't either.
Nothing.
My sister does a lot. She lives in Chicago, and then she travels a lot. She went to Washington, D.C. recently, and she said they used it nonstop everywhere they went. It was great.
Wow. Okay. Well, maybe we'll have to break that tonight. We do have a happy hour we're going to, maybe.
We'll
perhaps.
Use my friend Jeff. We'll call him.
Yes, we will. Let's go to your friend Jeff, because we called him up this morning. 576-7102, by the way, if you've been a passenger or if you are an Uber driver, would like to tell us a crazy story about something that's happened to you in an Uber. To get it started, though, let's talk to your buddy Jeff. Jeff, tell us, describe what you do for, I mean, I understand what Uber does, but describe what you do for Uber then.
Well, I'm an Uber driver. I drive both UberX and UberXL because I have a third row seat in my car. So I get the big and the small ones.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And how long have you been an Uber driver?
Oh, probably about a year. I do it 2 or 3 weekends a month just for easy extra money.
Okay.
And where'd you first hear about this? What made you decide to start Uber driving?
I heard about it through some of my friends at my regular job. They were talking about it, and they were like, you know, it wouldn't be a bad thing, but I drink all the time, so it wouldn't be for me. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, well, I don't drink at all, so I could make easy extra money and talk to people all night long. So
I like
why
how
not?
People disqualify themselves. Well, I drink a lot, so I guess I'm out. That's it. Done.
Well, at least they're doing it.
Right. You wouldn't believe how many people are like, you know, I've thought about driving for Uber, but I'd rather get drunk.
Well, and now you drive mostly at night, so you're getting the crazy drunk people, right?
Oh, yeah. I only do it on the weekends, and I generally start 7:30 or 8. And go till about 3:30 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
All right, so tell us then, what are some crazy things that have happened to you? What have you seen out there on the mean streets of Uber?
Oh, where do I start, really?
Has anyone ever thrown up in your car?
It's happened precisely 6 times.
Oh, God.
You don't forget it. It's not something that you can just sit there and go, I don't know how many times people have thrown up in my car. You know exactly when. By the smell, by the sound.
And
yeah,
you
everything.
Are responsible.
And the first 2 times literally happened on back-to-back riders.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So the first one, I picked this couple up in Westport, and we're going down Ward Parkway, and the guy's just like, I don't feel so well. And next thing you know, he's like, can you roll my window down? And I was like, okay, no big deal. I'd never had it happen in my car, so I didn't know the classic, will you roll my window down?
Yeah.
Next thing you know, we're there, pulled over on the street on Ward Parkway, and he's already thrown up in my car. He's now throwing up out of my car. And his wife was so embarrassed. She was like, I can't believe it. He just can't hold his liquor. I mean, and just going off. So we get back to the house, and she's standing literally out there with me trying to clean it in, like, 40-degree temperatures, just freezing in a dress and everything. And then, you know, if you throw up in an Uber, you pay a fine. You know, we take pictures. We send in what happened. We get paid for it. It's an inconvenience. And so she had finally, about 20 minutes after, is like, I'm done. Just make him pay those fees. And I'm like, okay, no worries.
All right. Hey, Jeff, man, we appreciate it. Thank you so much. Got to move along here. Let's go to another Uber driver, Jim. We have Rob who's on the phone. Hey, Rob, good morning. How long have you driven for Uber?
I've driven for Uber for almost a year now.
Okay. So what's happened to you? What are some crazy things real quick that have happened to you?
So whenever I first started driving, I, you know, was kind of new to the whole situation, obviously. And I got a request in a more a wealthier neighborhood. I pull up, and you know, this lady in her mid-40s is coming outside, and I think nothing of it. And then her husband comes out yelling, and she's like, "Oh, I can't go. I got to cancel." And then she, like, looks at me, and she does this, like, little shh and, like, meet me around the corner type sign. So I don't know what to do, so I just kind of just go with it. So I pull down outside of, you know, out of sight of the house, and she comes walking her dog nonchalantly. She looks back, and right when she gets out of my car, she opens and hops in with her dog. And she said, "Take me to the nearest liquor store." And I'm like, oh, no, she's obviously an alcoholic or something, and she wants me to take her to a liquor store. But then it gets even crazier because she's like, "Well, I can't go to a liquor store with a camera. Do you know any liquor stores that don't have cameras?"
Oh gosh.
And I'm just like, and now she's in my car, and I'm like, I don't know, maybe I could just take it to like a CVS or something. And so she's like,
because
yeah,
they don't
do
have a camera. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know. So I start driving. And it gets even weirder. She's like, "Do you know how much cash you can take out of the ATM at one time?"
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, "I don't know, maybe like $300 or $400. She's like, "Let's try 400. I was like, "Okay."
Yeah, let's give it a shot.
She's like, "Any ATM will do." So I pull up, and then she swipes the card or whatever. She's like, "All right, money." And then she pulled the jackpot. $400. She's like, "All right, just go to that CVS around the corner over there." So I get there. And she hands me $20. She's like, "Go get me 2 bottles I can fit in my bra." And it's just like, are you serious? Like, so I didn't know what to do. I'm like, I'm not going to leave this woman alone in my car. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure they only have the large bottles. They don't have like the little small bottles like a liquor store would.
Clearly, but you're on the Missouri side at that point, because in Kansas we don't get CVS's with liquor.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So I was on the Missouri side, and so I ended up, I didn't know what to do, and I'm new to this. I'm like, I'm supposed to do, like, an Uber says, you know, do whatever the passenger typically asks. So I took $20, I went in there, bought a bottle of vodka, and she's like, "Oh, this is too big, but I'll pretend like I have big boobs." And so on the way back to the house, and she's like, no, drop me off at Loose Park over here, because I need to walk a couple blocks to make it look like I've been out running my dog and working up a sweat." And yeah, that pretty much was the craziest start to my Uber experience.
I want to ride with you for a couple of nights.
Yeah, okay, we're going to install a GoPro in the car,
yeah,
and it'll just be Uber confessions.
Yeah, awesome. And this happened at like 1 in the afternoon.
Oh, even better. That's
fantastic. Rob, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate
it. Yeah, no problem, guys. Have a great one.
Thanks, you too. Rob. You just made the day.
This show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.